Trey, when I'm out there at practice now, you hear fans and they see your number and they're like, that's a guy who had the hit. How much has things changed for you in the last couple of days since I played?
It's changed a lot. I mean, starting to get a lot more attention. I mean, coming out as a free agent, my name wasn't out there a lot. That play kind of helped me out, but I mean, just like I tell everyone and all the older guys have been telling me, that play's behind me. I got to keep moving on and making new plays now.
Did you have a reputation for plays like that in college?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I look at myself as a physical guy, and that's just how I carry my game. And I mean, every play I try to make a statement, whether I'm around the ball, running to the ball, whatever it is, I try to show up on film and just be that guy that everyone sees.
Where does that come from? Because it's one thing to be out there on the field, but to put yourself out there relentless and have basically no disregard for your body, it takes it to another level.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I was younger, I felt like I was always aggressive, but it kind of carried when I was leaving high school and I wasn't getting a lot of looks and stuff for college, so it just kind of drove me to try to make myself stand out. So, I mean, obviously I went the hard road. I played D2 football. A lot of guys didn't think that I'd be here at this level, so, I mean, I used that grind to kind of carry me every day.
Do you look at a guy like Rodney McLeod, who, similar playing style, you know, wasn't drafted in a similar situation as you are?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Rod's from the same area. We're both from Prince George's County, Maryland. So, I mean, I trained at home with him. He's been in my ear. He's in my ear every day, him and Jink, just kind of helping me out and telling me what to do and kind of how to fix things and everything. So, I mean, I look up to those guys. They definitely help me out. And I, of course, want to play like them. So,
what is the challenge of having a play like that, seeing the result with Malachi Dupree, and then going back out there as if you still have to keep playing, you're still battling for your job out there?
Yeah, I mean, of course, first of all, I was very concerned for him. When the hit happened, I didn't celebrate anything like that, so that shows that I was concerned for him. And then, I mean, after that, just like a DB knows it, you have to play the next play. You can't live on what happened in the past. It's the same thing as if I got scored on, or maybe if I made a play on a ball or something. I have to keep moving on. It's the next play. So that's kind of how I went out there. Okay.